It is the 1st of December today, World AIDS Day, and we've come a very, very far way in South Africa over the last 20 years in the fight against HIV/AIDS, but we are dealing with the triple pandemic now of HIV/AIDS, TB and COVID as well. So we are going to unpack this today with somebody who really has a first-hand knowledge and experience of all of this. And Dr. Ernest Darko is the co-founder of Broadreach, a global public health expert. He was named one of Time Magazine's 18 Global Health Heroes. He served on President Barack Obama's Presidential Advisory Council on HIV/AIDS. So incredibly knowledgeable on the subject of HIV/AIDS and how far we have come since the 80s and 90s. Dr. Ernest Darko, good afternoon to you. Thank you for making time for us today.
Good afternoon. My pleasure.
Tell us about this colliding triple pandemic of HIV/AIDS, COVID and TB. What impact has the COVID pandemic had on the fight against HIV/AIDS?
Well, Mandy, first and foremost, we actually have more than a triple pandemic because we also have a really bad diabetes and hypertension pandemic or epidemic in South Africa, and those also put people at risk for bad COVID outcomes. So it's worse than triple, first and foremost. Secondly, yes, COVID seems to have affected some of the progress we've made against achieving the triple 90 targets, the UNAIDS 90 targets in South Africa. In particular, for the second 90, which is maintaining the people on treatment, and that number is currently at 76% instead of 90 for South Africa. So we're actually at 90 for the first two 90s. It's the second 90 that we're struggling with, and COVID may definitely be affecting that in that it's stopping people from going to the facility to get their care. And it's important that we address this with creative solutions that allow us basically to stay on track towards hitting the triple 90.
As you say, we know that this has become a really big issue, a drop-off in clinic visits across the board for all things that are not COVID. There was progress in the fight against HIV, which has now been set back. But there is also great opportunity in this, and there are some novel and creative ways that public health officials could be using these various pandemics together.
Yes. So I mentioned three quick ways that we can do that. One is let's take advantage of COVID, right? If COVID is going to force us to interact with 80%+ of our population in the hands of a healthcare worker, either for vaccine or being treated because we got infected. We should take that opportunity to check the person's HIV status. If they have been on treatment and dropped off, this is a chance to bring them back into care. The second one is we know that this losing people who already are positive, we've had them in hand, and we've lost them is an issue. So we, for example, at Broadreach, we have a predictive model that can predict who's going to be lost before they're lost. We can intervene with them more intensely so that they do not get lost. And then the third thing I would say is really looking at opportunities to really strengthen ways we can reduce stigma and address special populations like sex workers, men who have sex with men, where there's a lot of stigma associated with those groups, and those groups we find it's very hard to really get access to them in a systematic way because of issues associated with stigma. So I'd say those are things we can do, and use COVID definitely as a means to accelerate some of the efforts that we've long struggled to accelerate.
So, Doctor, from your frontline, first-hand experience of public health, working with USAID, working on the issue of HIV/AIDS, what are some of the learnings from fighting that pandemic that we can now apply in the fight against COVID in South Africa in particular? We find ourselves now, you know, in the epicenter of this new variant as South Africa. How can we learn from our history so that we can take it forward?
Well, I'll give a very good example. In South Africa, with the HIV epidemic, one of the things we figured out very quickly is that facilities get overwhelmed and you need to figure out ways to decant the patients and their care out to the community or their homes as much as possible. South Africa launched a very aggressive and wide-scale model called the Chronic Dispensing Medical Model, CCMDD, where medicines are delivered close to home, whether it's the clinics nearby or a community center nearby, so that you don't have to come into the hospital to get your care. With COVID, now we've seen also providers are willing to interact with you by phone or video more. So we should take advantage of this. It's a better model where people don't have to come to the to the hospital, we can take basically the medical care time. So I think leveraging on, for example, what South Africa already did with the CCMDD program, this is a great model now we could use also in terms of thinking about how we manage COVID. And in that we can decentralize a lot of this care, and whatever can be done outside of a facility, we do it outside of a facility to the extent possible. So it means people don't have to go without care just because they can't come to the facilities. We can still provide the care for them as much as possible on an outside basis for all the chronic conditions that require long-term care.
Well, Doctor, thank you so much for your insights and your knowledge as we mark World AIDS Day today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Ernest Darko, the founding partner of the Broadreach Group, somebody who really knows a great deal about this issue. He was one of Time Magazine's 18 global health heroes. He served on President Barack Obama's Presidential Advisory Council on HIV/AIDS, incredibly knowledgeable on the subject of HIV/AIDS, and pointing out how far we have come since the 1980s and 90s in South Africa, and how we can learn from what we went through with the HIV/AIDS pandemic, and how we can now apply that in the fight against COVID.